And it, I immediately connected this to Parkinson's disease because it, Parkinson's often begins in the gut with a pathogen that produces a protein that can misfold. It's called a prion-like protein. The spike protein is definitely a prion-like protein. Papers have been written that show that. And this means that it can cause these prion-like diseases, which is Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS and CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. These are the really bad neurodegenerative diseases that are known to be caused by proteins that misfold. And when you have a protein that's produced by a pathogen, such as the spike protein, and when you have it in high concentration in an immune cell, it's going to cause that immune cell to upregulate alpha-synuclein, which is the protein that's linked to Parkinson's disease. And then the alpha-synuclein is going to misfold because of the presence of the spike protein. So the cell that's in the spleen that's making all the spike protein is also making alpha-synuclein, and the whole thing is a big mess. And the cell is just basically, I got to get rid of this stuff. So it ships it out as exosomes. It builds up these little lipid particles and spits them out into the circulation, into the environment. And where they go, one place they go very easily is to travel. These exosomes travel very nicely along nerve fibers. So they're going to go along the splanchnic nerve. They're going to hook up with the vagus nerve. They're going to go up to the brain. And then they're going to infect all the nerves in the brain. And you see all these symptoms from the VAERS database of conditions that are connected to inflammation of nerves in the brain. You have tinnitus, there's huge numbers of tinnitus, I guess you call it, cases of ringing in the ear, even deafness, issues with the eyes, Bell's palsy, paralysis of the face, migraine headache, which is connected to inflammation of the trigeminal nerve, all of these nerves. You even have difficulty swallowing, that's connected with the vagus nerve. And you have issues with the vagus nerve in the heart and in the lungs as well. The vagus nerve goes to all those organs, and the exosomes traveling along the vagus nerve deliver spike protein to all of those places. And the spike protein is toxic everywhere it goes. The exosomes are picked up by all kinds of different cells. No longer depends upon the H2 receptor like the virus does. So all the different cells are susceptible to damage from the spike protein that's being released from the immune cells that are stuck in the spleen making lots and lots of spike protein.